First off, how long ago was your webcam business?
Yeah, so I stopped having any involvement with it, I think 8 to 9 years ago.
The last 2 to 3 years I've been making money on OnlyFans from its inception all the way up till now. I'm currently filming this during the COVID pandemic. You may be watching this later on, but right now during the pandemic.
And I ended up opening a webcam company where girls would sit on a laptop and they would talk to guys on the internet for money. That's what they would do.
It's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm taking over. So what I did is I unplugged their keyboards and plugged a new one in for me behind the screen. So the chicks would sit there and hit a keyboard that wasn't plugged in. And me and my brother, and eventually some staff I trained, would do all the talking.
The girls would sit there fully clothed or a bikini.
The girls were just pure, just famoosers, just laughing and doing this, the titties out.
One, I intimately understand the relationship between men and these websites.
And they were talking to fucking ice cold hustlers. We were taking their money, all of it.
I've had and seen men give away their life savings to girls they'd never met. I've watched and I've seen it.
And they come and say, what kind of, bro, all of it. We fucking milking them dry.
And I actually think a lot of the insights I give.
I had these guys selling their houses, life savings, loans, all of it to me. Give me it all.
A lot of the things I tell the world about the male mental health crisis.
You'd have a guy.
Feel bad or no?
Fuck no. To give a solitary fuck.
About men being so constantly lonely.
We got to the point where we had these guys falling in love with my models. Serious, big time in love, right? Sending crazy money. And they were convinced they were going to meet the chick. This is almost where I kind of felt bad.
About how important it is to build yourself into a high value man.
Because they were like, can we meet? I've sent you $200,000. Can we meet? Can we meet? Can we meet?
About how money alone is not enough.
The problem what was is, the most that one person sent to a model? Total.
Million?
Wow. Wow.
About a mil in about a year?
You don't feel bad at all.
Why the fuck would I
care? I don't feel bad either.
So, thank you.
I explain all these things. A lot of these are lessons from the webcam days. I saw dudes who had a whole bunch of money, no other attributes, and they ended up on these websites spending hundreds of thousands of dollars because they didn't have anything else.
But, so, the girl would be online for 6 or 7 hours, but then when she logged off, was sleeping or whatever, on her WhatsApp, I'd have staff. She was online 24 hours a day. Her WhatsApp, her this. She was famoosing when she was asleep. We were bringing in money from the fucking sky.
But this is what the powers that be want. They want to make sure that the male populace is as docile as possible. And they do that with a large array of weapons. And they do that with a web of tools. And I believe that I'm the counter to that, which is the reason I ended up attacked in the first place.
And here's, maybe this is a bit bad. Here's where the famoose would start. So it'd be good. Like, I had a lot of girls who worked for me. And the best was like the Ukrainians or the Russians. It was amazing. Because they'd get some guy, fall in love, they'd arrange the day to meet, all this shit, I need a visa. Okay, get a visa. I need money for a visa. Okay, how much is a visa? It's $900. No, but it's not $900 because I went to the embassy. They think I'm a risk and I need a return flight there and back and I need a hotel. I need to have spending money in my bank account. They won't let me come. Or how much you need? All right, 10 grand. Boom, it's 10 G's. Boom. Thanks.
Wow.
Go to the embassy, take a picture outside the embassy, boom, come back. They rejected my visa. They said we have to wait 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, they'll give it to me. Okay, baby, boom. 2 more weeks of tips. Boom, 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 boom. Because now he thinks he's going to fuck, right? He thinks he can get the girls. Now he's spending more than ever. 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks. 2 weeks come. Some other problem.
I think I can anticipate the question you're going to ask. How do I reconcile with the fact that I used to produce pornography,
right,
or a degree pornographic content?
Now men are writing to you, like, how do I...
And now men are trying to escape it.
Yeah.
Girls are desperately signing up because it's the easy way for them to make money, but without instruction, pimping can. A hoe without instruction is headed for self-destruction. So these girls, they don't have a man telling them what to do properly, they're lazy, and they end up making a few bucks, maybe, of that, and they stay on the very, very bottom of the pile. You don't want that. You've bought this course, you want to make your money back, and you want to continue to make money for a long time, so you want your girls to be elite. I'm going to teach you how to do that.
Eventually, the girl, what she would do is she'd say, oh, I don't want to go embassy. She'd give a really lame excuse to try and provoke the man to get angry.
So she'd say, the embassy want me to come back, but I have a headache. That was the one we'd use. He'd be like, I just sent you $1 million. You promised you were going to come. You said you had to delay. Now you're saying you have a fucking headache and you won't go to your appointment. To make him mad on purpose, because that would annoy any man. And then, that's what we needed. We needed a little trigger. We go, why are you being aggressive? I'm not being aggressive, but you're not serious, da da da. And then we'd say, but you know what? I really like you and I'm flying to the other side of the world by myself and now you're being aggressive and now I'm intimidated. And we'd flip it on him, saying, well, now you're being scary. No, I'm not being scary, but you know, it's your appointment. You're supposed to go, yeah, but I feel sick and you don't even care. Female bullshit. Female bullshit. And flip it on him.
Oh,
flip it
God
on him. And he'd get fucking furious because we were really good at fucking
both sides.
Poking him. to the point where you go like, you're a fucking scammer, you fucking scam me, get really mad. I can't believe you think I was a scammer, I was gonna come, I went to the embassy, you're a fucking liar.
You should avoid, if you're a dishonest person, if you lie, if you're gonna deceive me, it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, I don't wanna have anything to do with you.
The guy would get pissed off, right, and leave, stop tipping her, stop coming to her. But for these men, that's the only chick in the world, the only hot chick in the world who talks to him. Maybe it takes a week, maybe it takes 2 weeks, maybe it takes 3 weeks. He's in bed at night, alone, jerking off, looking at her old videos and pictures, watching her stream again from another account so she can't see it's him, sitting there going, maybe she was gonna come. Maybe I just got too mad when she had a headache. Maybe I should have been a little bit more patient and she would have been my girlfriend. And 100% of the time, in less than 3 months, they'd be back with an apology, a brand new pile of money, and the cycle would repeat. We fucking killed the game. Millions of dollars a week. And it was not just because I had beautiful girls. It's not because webcam is easy. It's because I am a genius. And I put together an apparatus of genius behind the avatar of beauty. And we fucking conquered the internet.
It's all massively hypocritical.